Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
No one
gets you fatties like Skippy and Fish.
Show me the money.
Let's get it rolling. BetQL, picking fatties.
What's up? Welcome back to BetQL Picking Fatties. It's Wednesday, June 29th, 2022. Bish and Skippy from D.C. and Colorado Springs. Remember, keep the downloads coming. Spread the good word. Tweet us anytime at Picking Fatties. Let's start today's show and welcome in one of my boys who comes on the Junkies all the time from CBSSports.com. It's my man Will the Thrill Brinson, who likes to throw the cash around. Will, what's up, bro?
What's going on? Just enjoying a nice late June day in North Carolina. Not a lot of football news going on, which makes it, theoretically, hypothetically, if I were to go to downtown Raleigh and have lunch with Chip Patterson and have a couple Miller Lights, this would be the time of year to do it around lunchtime, hypothetically.
That's right. Because the sports world just kind of pumps the brakes right now.
Oh, it's nice.
Everything's besides baseball. It just pumps the brakes. Well, it's nice, but, 4-hour morning radio show, sports radio show, ain't easy when it pumps the brakes.
Oh, no. It's hell on earth. Like, doing a daily NFL podcast, and it's like, all right, we're going to rank the top 10 offensive linemen. We're going to get squeezed 45 minutes out of it. Or it's like, okay, you can pick five teams, five NFL teams most likely to go 7-10 this year. Just a list galore. It's not it's not content mana, that's for sure.
Right. Who are the five most overrated coaches in the NFL? All right, here we go.
I mean, at one point on it was actually a BetQL show, because it was You Better You Bet with my pal Nick Costos. I was guest hosting. Ken Barkley is usually on there doing the analytical stuff and the sharp gambling stuff. And I came on and Nick and I somehow derailed us into a tangent where we ranked the NFL coaches, head coaches 1 through 32 based on hotness, I'm comfortable ranking other men by their looks. And I have no problem saying that Matt LaFleur is the hottest NFL coach and Cliff Kingsbury a close second.
Really? So over McVay?
McVay is top five for sure. You know who else is like sneaky hot from a coaching perspective? Pete Carroll. Silver Fox, man. I wish I he's better looking than I am. I hope I look like that when I'm his age.
Yeah, he's what, 67? Petey's old. 67, yeah.
And then like Belichick, if he worked at like a Wegmans or something, or like Food Lion, he's repulsive, but he does have the allure of power, which bumps him up a few notches because of his success,
Right.
And this is what happened. This is how Costas and I ended up doing an hour on the hotness of NFL head coaches. So,
And then Belichick's boss likes to get after a little bit in the spas, in the salons.
No, I will refrain from commenting on that.
So we were talking about the some of the win totals. I'm just going to keep it local there for you and. Skippy and I were talking about this last week, some win totals in the NFL that we were looking at. And I want to get your take on this. He actually likes the over 5.5 with Carolina. I kind of like the under. Now, kind of depends on who the quarterback is. But right now, if the quarterback's going to be Sam Darnold, and I get it, Matt Corral, they draft. I don't know how soon he's going to be ready. But if Sam Darnold's going to be your week one starter and play significant games, I like the under 5.5. I haven't really studied the schedule. I can pull that up real quick. But first of all, do you think Sam Darnold will be the starting quarterback in week one? And number two, do you like the over 5.5 or under 6.5 or under 5.5?
Well, all right. So I was actually talking about this on local radio on Monday. So this is perfect timing. I said that if I were handicapping the week one starter for the Carolina Panthers, that I would put Sam Darnold at minus 200. Okay. And I would put Matt Corral at plus 250 or plus 275. And that would have Baker Mayfield at plus 150. So I think that's kind of the wild card for the Panthers and this total. Why I wouldn't – I like the under. I assume – are we looking at Bet Rivers? Did I do that right? I'm always scared I do the wrong sports book on these things.
Well, I just had FanDuel up, but
okay. I didn't know if there's a show sponsor I was supposed to cite.
We're not LinkedIn.
Okay, perfect. Well, so like at Caesars, you can get under six, which obviously like a lot better from a win total perspective than 5.5, because I mean, you know, for no bleep Sherlock reasons, like you have a push available. You know, five. Six doesn't kill you, whereas it might. With the 5.5. And there's a couple of factors here with the Panthers that concerns me. One is on the under. Like, I like the under, don't get me wrong. But you have one, in week one, you get the Browns in Charlotte at Bank of America Stadium. We saw the Panthers come out and win three games to start last season. Granted, Jets, Giants, and Texans, I think. Healthy Christian McCaffrey. But this is the Cleveland Browns, very, very, very unlikely at this point to have Deshaun Watson for that week one game. I think at this point
– Impossible.
Almost – it would be shocking if Deshaun Watson's playing week one. So that's very much a game that the Panthers can win. You also have two games against the Atlanta Falcons because of the division, obviously. And they really might be the worst team in football. Like, I think they probably have the worst roster in football. And so that right there, you could even get to three – and you have the Seahawks and Giants on the road. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think the Panthers are a good football team. There's a lot of losses on the schedule. I'm not at all convinced that Matt Rhule is a capable NFL head coach based on the way that, they didn't have Teddy Bridgewater after he left. He's like, yeah, Joe Brady didn't even practice the two-minute offense. Excuse me, what? Like, like this ain't Baylor anymore, bro. And so I think that, there's so much to not like about the Panthers, but there are definitely concerns. And I wouldn't put anybody's money on the over. Like I think the over is a bad bet, but because Baker is lingering out there and there are enough winnable games to get you to 6 or 7, and there's enough pieces where like they improve the offensive line just enough. If they get a full season of McCaffrey, if one or two guys take a leap forward on defense, where it's like Jeremy Chinn, Derek Brown, Brian Burns has that big breakout season because he's angling for a contract, and they've sort of said some things publicly that who knows? Maybe we'll trade Brian Burns. Like, who's to say? It's like, what are you insane? What are you talking about? Like, he could be motivated. Right. Like, there's just the Baker thing is my biggest concern, because I think if Baker comes to Carolina, this bumps up a half a game. Maybe gets to like 6.5, 7. It seems more likely with Baker there. I wouldn't want to bet under six now, have the Baker trade happen, and then you're just regretting it for the rest of the season.
You don't think, though, that Cleveland keeps Baker for 8 games? No.
Baker, in fact, I think I saw it today. And
Baker won't stand for that.
Right. So hypothetically, I may have seen something on an alert on my phone. If, again, hypothetically, I was – eating lunch with Chip Patterson and slamming Miller Lights on Hillsborough Street. Point being is, I think Baker came out and said, nah, man, the ship's really sailed. Like, we can't. He is in sort of the same way that Matt Ryan, obviously different, career arcs and whatnot, but like former top picks, not top, former high, high picks who have been offended by the team that drafted them. Because that team pursued Deshaun Watson. It's like, look, I mean, I'm not going to come back and play for you guys because you made a bad investment in Deshaun Watson. I want out. I want to go to a new team. And you have to think that both Seattle and Carolina look at Baker as an upgrade over whether it's Geno / Drew Lock or Sam Darnold / Matt Corral. Like, Baker's just an upgrade for both of those teams. And I think with Carolina particularly, Matt Rhule is going to be like minus 200 to be first coach fired. And he could not, his seat could not be hotter. David Tepper is a lunatic who is looking to fire somebody. Like he fired like the coach and the GM of the soccer team he owns because he's like, ah, I've got to fire somebody. And I can't fire Rhule yet. And so I think if you're Matt Rhule, you're like, look, I can't put my job on the line with Sam Darnold. Like we got to go get Baker. And so I think that deal ends up happening at some point before training.
You're probably right. So it might be worth it just to take a shot over 5.5. All right. Before we let you go, are there any other win totals? I don't know how much you've looked at them. Any other win total plays that you like in the NFL this year?
Atlanta under 4.5. He got to love that.
Love. Yeah. No, it's fine. I love being on the spot.
I guess you like Atlanta under 4.5.
Yeah. I mean, Atlanta, like if you look at their roster, I mean, it's like really, really, really bad. I mean, they have, I think the last time I checked, they have four players that I would want on the roster. Yeah. I mean, I love Marcus Mariota, man, but I mean, that's, you know, I mean, he ain't it. Oh, I think the one I really like is the Chiefs over, by the way, 10.5. Andy Reid's hit the over he started in 2013 in Kansas City. Last year is the first time he didn't hit the over on his win total, missed it by half a game. I think Mahomes and Travis Kelce will be motivated to show people they're fine without Tyreek Hill, and everybody's all over the Broncos and the Chargers. So that one to me looks like a pretty good number. I see that at Caesars, just sort of the default that I use. And yeah, they got under 6 minus 120 for the Panthers, which I like. The other one, the Eagles juice is
what about
is
Ravens?
Terrible.
What about Ravens? Yeah. Ravens over Ravens, 9.5. I like them a lot.
Yeah, love that. So if you look at adjusted games lost, which Football Outsiders calculates, in 2020, the 49ers led the NFL. And this includes 2020 included COVID games lost. Not just injuries, but COVID games lost. The Niners had 166 maybe. Adjusted games lost 30 more than the next closest team in football. Last year, the Ravens had 195. Like, they lost so many dudes. They lost Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins out of the gate with ACLs. You know, it's a run-heavy team. Lamar missed games, and they still were, like, there at the end. So I think Baltimore 2-1 to win the division is a great bet, and I love their over. And then I'm really high on the Eagles this year. I bet them to win the division. Minus 145 is pretty steep at over 9, but I think that's a 10-win team or more. So I like the Eagles as well.
Will and I agree on every – I said Baltimore, I said Eagles, I say Atlanta is going to – I'd be shocked if they win 5. I love it.
Atlanta's winning like 2 games. I mean,
I think so as well.
It's like Kyle Pitts, A.J. Terrell, and like I'm sure there's another – Oh, and I mean Drake London, I guess. I mean, but like guys that you would like.
They don't have much.
Foundational pieces, yeah. They really have nothing.
They have zippy.
All right, Will, appreciate the time, buddy. You can tweet Will at Will Brinson. I think I got that right.
Yeah.
And then what's the name of your podcast? Pump your
Pick Six podcast daily.
Pump your podcast.
Daily NFL podcast. You know, jump on now. Action will pick up as we get closer to the season. A lot of gambling talk. We do bets every week, best bets show during the season with Pete Prisco, RJ White, and Kenny White. And we do a recap every Sunday night at like 2 a.m. Eastern time. So it's fresh off the presses when people want to talk about football.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sweet. Hey, Will, thanks for the time, bro. We'll talk soon. We'll get you on again in a couple weeks.
Hey, anytime. Happy to do it.
Thanks, Will.
All right, guys. Buddy. See you, man.
See you.
That's our man Will Brinson from CBSSports.com. He's money. Around.
Well, he's money on his picks, like with Baltimore. I just think they're gonna. I think they're going to definitely win 10 games. I definitely like the Atlanta under, like you said, and I like the Eagles to get to 10 wins too. I just think they can run the ball. I think they have the best off or one of the best offensive lines, and I think Hurts takes the next step.
All right, so let's delve into a couple of big program, big name college football win totals, and we can start with Alabama. Since we've been talking about win totals in the NFL, let's kind of veer off and get into some college. So Alabama's current win total right now is 10.5. If you look at their schedule, I'm going to pull their schedule up here in a second. They play Texas in week two. Okay. And you know, that's going to be Quinn Ewers, who the quarterback for Texas, he's the kid who transferred from Ohio State. It's going to be a second start as a collegiate, and he's got to play Alabama. All right. So that's obviously a pretty tough out for him. And I just think that even though Alabama lost a lot, they got some good transfers in, man. They got the kid Jermaine Burton, who's coming in from Georgia, the wide receiver. They got the running back Jahmyr Gibbs from Georgia Tech. He's going to be a stud, by the way. You know, obviously, their quarterback is Bryce Young, who's going to be a Heisman favorite. So
again,
I don't know how you feel about the 10.5. I'm going to pull up their schedule here for a second.
If they play 12 regular season games, which I think they do, I'm going to go over that because they're not getting in. They make the playoffs every year. They're not. I'll be shocked. They're not going to take a step back. Yes, they lost some guys, but they had a lot of youth on that team. I think they're going to be better this year.
I'm just telling you, I think if you look at their depth chart is still silly good. I mean, even though they lost Metchien Williams, a receiver, like I said, they bring in Burton. They bring in this kid, Tyler Harrell from Louisville, receiver. They got Ja'Cory Brooks and JoJo Earl, who were highly recruited kids who played a little bit last year, but they couldn't supplant, obviously, Metchie and Williams. So they're going to get a lot of time. And then I'm telling you, Jahmyr Gibbs, you saw Jahmyr Gibbs play down at Georgia Tech. He's legit.
Who's going to be more motivated outside of Clemson, who, because Dabo just doesn't like to have those type of seasons? How are you not going to be more – who's going to be more motivated than Ohio State, didn't even make the playoff?
And Bama.
Bama, who was, to me, embarrassed in the second half of that game against Georgia. I mean, I know it was only a few plays, but Saban just doesn't like to get thumped like that. I mean, it just doesn't happen. And it's happened to him a couple times. Clemson thumped them, and they came back. I think they won it the next year after Clemson thumped them. I just think they're going to come back more motivated than ever. I don't think the SEC, I mean, Auburn, come on, they're not going to be great. They don't have any of the quarterbacks that they need to be great. A&M, obviously, everyone's hyping them up with Max Johnson going there, and we'll talk about them. But Bama gets that game at home. I just think, and they beat Bama last year. I just think Bama is going to be tough to beat this year, and I think they get – give me the 11 with Bama.
All right, let me just pull up there. Their schedule. They're going to start off with Utah State.
Okay, right. Win. 1-0.
They're going to go play Texas in Texas. Now, again, that's Texas, and I get it. They got players, but Texas is year in, year out overrated, and they're going to have a young quarterback going against all those studs.
They lose a game they shouldn't lose, or they don't ever win games they should win. But let's say that's a Bama win.
Bama win. All right. Louisiana Monroe. Win
3-0.
Vanderbilt 4-0 at home. At Arkansas, could be a little dicey. All right. Arkansas's on the rise, obviously,
The problem with Arkansas. They just don't have the passing game that you need. You just never, ever, ever, ever see Bama lose to a running team. They just don't. I mean, maybe they have. I can't even remember when they have. I mean, when Burrow's hammered them, that's a win. They're not losing Arkansas.
Here's the big one, and you're talking about who's going to be more pumped for this game.
Bama will.
Bama's going to be so pumped. Saban's going to be so pumped after what happened in the offseason with the back and forth with Fisher, with Jimbo. A&M at home on October 8th.
I think he's going to eat Jimbo's hog in that game. He's just going to eat it for lunch because Jimbo – look, last year A&M was preseason. I think they were 5, and everyone was like, they're making the – they were – what are they, 8-5 last year? They lost to Arkansas. They lost to Ole Miss. Jimbo, look, when you talk the shit that Jimbo did about – you say that the way he did, you know leading up to that game, that is going to be nothing but – I mean, give me Bama in that game. I don't care about they cover or not. I just think they're going to win that game, and they probably are going to cover and hammer them.
I can't wait to that game. At Tennessee, could be a rough spot there. Tennessee's going to be good this year. Mississippi State at home, at LSU, at Ole Miss, App State, Auburn at home. So they're not going to lose a home game. And then the tough outs are obviously always going to be at LSU, at Tennessee, and at Arkansas.
I'm not saying I love it. I'm just saying they play 12 games. Is that 12 regular season games? Is that what they play?
Okay. Yeah, and 10.5, so they would have to lose 2 to lose your bet.
I mean, obviously, could it happen if they get injuries and this and that? Yeah, but a healthy Bama team, as motivated as they're going to be, and I think they were embarrassed by the championship game, the way they got thumped at the end, I think you see a motivated Bama team.
All right, real quick, we'll just hit Georgia now. And we're going to be hitting a lot of these teams.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll start with A&M.
Yes, exactly. Georgia's also 10.5. Now, Georgia was unbelievable last year, finished 14-1, obviously natty champs. But let me just tell you something about Georgia. And their schedule isn't brutal. I'm going to roll off their schedule real quick here. All right, Oregon to start. That's a neutral field. Samford at South Carolina, Kent State at Mizzou, Auburn at home, Vandy at home, Florida, obviously in Jacksonville, Tennessee at home, at Mississippi State, at Kentucky, Georgia Tech. All right, so they don't really have – you know, maybe 2 tough outs. You know, Tennessee and Florida are Florida's always on a neutral site, but Tennessee's at home and Auburn's at home. But they lost so much.
They did, and I don't know. I'm not a huge Kirby Smart guy.
They lost so much, especially on the defensive side. But well, and Stetson Bennett's back. Stetson Bennett's been there forever. Been there like 6 years. But they got the redshirt freshman quarterback, the Brock Vandergriff kid, who was highly recruited. I'm not saying he's going to start. I think Bennett will start and probably play most of the year. But Vandergriff's going to get some time, especially if Bennett's struggling or gets hurt, because he's kind of the future for the next 3 years at quarterback for them. But they lost so much defensively. I don't know if I can go over the 10.5 with Georgia.
I mean, it's going to be hard to beat them, too. I mean, it's probably one of the greatest defenses we've ever seen in college football, especially given.
And they reload. I know they reload.
And they reload. You know, I don't know how much I believe in Tennessee yet. I know they can roll it, and I get it. But I just don't know if, you know, and again, like you said before, I mean, Auburn, I don't know. I don't believe – I'm not an Auburn guy. I don't believe in Auburn. And they just don't have a super hard schedule.
Is Auburn's quarterback the kid that transferred from A&M, Zach Calzada? I think he is.
I think he is.
They got Finley, too. They got the TJ Finley.
They just
Finley
swap. Kids. Everybody just swaps, and we'll get into all this year. As we get later into the summer, we're going to go over the whole transfer portal because that'll just make for fascinating radio anyway because it's so ridiculous. But everyone just swaps. I can't say I'd feel confident going with the under on Georgia just because I don't love the over. I like the motivation that I'm going to see from Bama, especially with – I mean, people forget Young was a true freshman. Wasn't he a true freshman last year? Young?
No.
Redshirt freshman.
Well, no, because he played a little bit in his freshman year, remember? Correct. He played like 3 or 4 games, yeah.
Yep. He's going to be better this year, though. He's only going to get better this year. I mean, he just is. He played great at times last year. I know at times he didn't, but back to Georgia, I don't know. If I have to make a play, I'm probably not going to think they lose 2 games either.
I'm telling you, Georgia's – I see a 10-2 season.
I could see it. That wouldn't shock the world. I just, you know, if they go 11-1, you're not going to say, gosh, I'm so surprised. I mean, Kirby can recruit. I mean, they get athletes coming out of their ass there. So, and Bennett, like you said, these quarterbacks in college that have an established career, he's been there for a long time. He knows the play calling. He knows the program. There's certain games. They just don't need him to do anything because they can run the ball. So, I don't know.
Alabama's got the best quarterback, if not in the country, certainly in the conference. I just think that their offense is going to be just as explosive this year as it was last year,
yes,
even with those NFL receivers. Because I'm telling you, these guys who transferred in and the guys who were sitting behind the studs who now can play as starters, and Jahmyr Gibbs at running back.
That kid Gibbs from Georgia Tech is an absolute stud, and he didn't even have close to the offensive line he's going to have at Bama. And he's good, if he stays healthy this year, no one's talking about him, the kid Gibbs. He's going to be an absolute superstar. And if you think about it, there were times last year Bama even struggled in the running game. Now, they're not against Cincinnati. They ran it down their throat. But there were other games you're like, geez, what are they doing with Robinson?
Yeah.
This kid's quicker than Robinson. He's a freak, and I think he's going to have a great year.
That was the best move for him to transfer from Tech to Bama. That was just a
Because really now he's in the NFL after Bama. Trust me, unless he gets injured.
Oh yeah, 100%. All right, we're wrapping it. We'll be talking, of course, more Power Five and some Group of Five. We'll get into Group of Five later this summer, but we're talking about teams and their win totals, depth charts, transfer portals, who we think is going to win the division. We'll get into all of that. Remember, download,
subscribe.
Pick and Fatties for Skippy Boy. DB, thank you for what you do up in Jersey. We'll talk to you soon. I'm Bish. We're out.
And listen, on the plays today, I'm going to tweet them out. Bish's plays, my plays. So just obviously check Twitter. The plays will be out there. We're in a rush. We're out.
Beer.
What's up? It's Skippy. You've been listening to BetQL Picking Fatties. If you like what you hear from Bish and myself, make sure you subscribe. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Leave a rating, and you want to keep coming back every day because we have new episodes being released 7 days a week, and we're giving out fatties.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.